before it formally started in 1969, and much of it revolved around the happenings of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Dr. Stanley Auerbach, former director of the Environmental Sciences Division, ORNL, came to Oak Ridge in the mid-1950s specifically to set up an ecology division and, along with work in radiology, began an emphasis at ORNL on application of systems theory to ecology. This led to the hiring of various people who eventually were allowed to teach year-long courses on systems ecology at UT. And at that time, it was decided that a more formalized program was needed to accommodate the graduate students who joined in the work in this area. Surprisingly, it was the reluctance of various people involved to set up a new department at the University of Tennessee, which led to informal proposals for interdisciplinary intercollegiate program, in which any faculty member who had any relation to ecology could participate in the teaching and direction of graduate students in the program.
We've developed here a relationship between the university and the laboratory that I think is pretty unique in the country.
Dr. Stanley Auerbach.
I know of a number of university ecology groups, programs, departments that have connections with some nearby institutions, but none with the kind of cohesive working relationship and the extent to which there's a cohesive working relationship and student relationship that we have here.
He explains that maintaining an interdisciplinary program is a difficult task.
Simply because the traditional department structure system doesn't mitigate towards supporting interdisciplinary programs. Economists are encouraged to be economists. Geologists are encouraged to be geologists, organic chemists, and so forth. And mixing it up with other disciplines is not in the traditional scholarly approach to research and knowledge. But the interdisciplinary programs, when they are successful, we think offer a kind of enrichment to the university atmosphere and certainly to the students who have those kind of attitudes that can't be accomplished any other way.
I asked Dr. Auerbach how the basic research problems of ecology have changed over the years and how the definition of ecology itself has been transformed.
The 1970s was the sort of the decade of ecology. That was the period when finally the country woke up to its environmental problems and passed lots of laws and everybody got going and lots of students moved into the field and we trained lots of ecologists and we moved in a number of areas. I'd say that we are probably now, the last 4 or 5 years, trying to digest some of that growth. What I see is this ecology now entering a period of stabilization insofar as the science is concerned, and we have a far richer scientific community than we had prior to the 70s. Every major university has key ecologists on its staff. That wasn't true before then. Many of them have significant numbers of ecologists. And so we are now in a period of intense, what I call intense intellectual development or competition, you can use it either way, that's going on, which is going to help the science of ecology become even more enriched in the future.
Auerbach says the directions for future research in the field of ecology will be many and varied.
For example, evolutionary ecology is a field now that's moving very, very rapidly. It's one that appeals to those biological scientists who have a strong interest in genetics and how genetics plays a key role in evolution, recognizing that environment and genetics have to interact together to cause it to develop. But they have new mathematical approaches, new our ability to do experimentation, to do field studies, have all become vastly more sophisticated. So you see that as a field developing.
Another area of concern, says Auerbach, is ecosystems approach and analysis.
We're now in that area concerned more and more about long-term problems and trying to look at and understand these processes on a long-term basis. So what we find nationally that there are new programs being set up in long-term ecological research. That means projects that have a minimum of 5 years and more likely 10 years to get at the answers to certain questions. This is a very healthy development as opposed to trying to do something in a year or two.
Auerbach adds that topics that have been discussed in society based on an ethical standpoint, such as genetic engineering, will also have an ecological impact which must be studied.
One, what happens when organisms are released to the environment that have been re-engineered? Will they survive or will they become problems? How do they fit into the ecological system? This is a whole new arena. Many people are concerned about these new organisms and their consequences. But looking at it from the viewpoint of an ecologist researcher, it represents an opportunity to understand and to test some ideas.
Auerbach says ecological research is also expanded geographically.
Much of the work that was done in ecology in the past was predicated on studies that were done in a square meter of ground, and from that the scientists would make inferences about its broader implications. But we're now developing new theories and new hypotheses which will require us looking at the landscape on a broad scale, using remote sensing, satellites, and using new techniques in graphics and mapping to sort of address the problem of pattern on the landscape and how it behaves ecologically. And we see this is going to be an exciting area for the next couple of decades.
Auerbach says such practices will be used to tackle the big problems of research, such as what are the implications of the greenhouse effect on the world climate for years to come. Tomorrow on Segway, we'll continue our look at the history of the graduate program in ecology at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and how the program affects our lives through its interplay with other agencies and institutions in the area. I'm Pam Doyle. Before it formally started in 1969, and much of it revolved around the happenings of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Dr. Stanley Auerbach, former director of the Environmental Sciences Division, ORNL, came to Oak Ridge in the mid-1950s specifically to set up an ecology division, and along with work in radiology, began an emphasis at ORNL on application of systems theory to ecology. This led to the hiring of various people who eventually were allowed to teach year-long courses on systems ecology at UT. And at that time, it was decided that a more formalized program was needed to accommodate the graduate students who joined in the work in this area.